And now, today's Gospel Reflection, written by Father Dennis Hamm and read by Sister Monica Barlow.
Who is a leper today? First, a necessary note that is both linguistic and clinical. In our Bible translations, leper has a different meaning from how we define it today. Hansen's disease is what we commonly call leprosy. However, in the Bible, there is a group of skin diseases characterized by scaling and peeling, which were thought to render a person ritually polluted. Persons beset with those skin diseases were instructed to absent themselves from the community, to set themselves apart by dress, and to warn those approaching them with cries of, "Unclean, unclean." The encounter between Jesus and the leper in this Sunday's reading is instructive. First, though the law commands the man to keep his distance, he dares to approach Jesus. The source of his confidence is expressed in his words, "If you wish, you can make me clean." He knows that Jesus can mediate healing. It is telling that he asks for cleansing, a word that refers to the removal of ritual pollution. For him to be restored to the worshipping community is as important as to be healed from the discomfort of the skin ailment. Jesus' response, Mark tells us, springs from compassion. He stretches out his hand, touches the man, and says, "I do will it. Be made clean." Notice that this gesture technically puts Jesus in violation of the Torah, for coming in contact with the ritually unclean would render him ritually unclean. Still, because the man's greatest suffering is his exclusion from the community, his status as an untouchable, Jesus touches him. What is more, by mandating the healing in terms of ritual purity, be cleansed, Jesus is taking upon himself the role of the temple priest. And yet, Jesus is quick to honour another of the Levitical rules by insisting that the healed and cleansed man get checked out by the priest and offer the required sacrifice. This is a powerful illustration of the way Jesus related to his tradition. He is a Torah-keeping Jew. Always, he affirms the theological and moral vision of the law of Moses. However, he will sometimes transgress ritual or ceremonial law when meeting a human need calls for it. Thus, he eats with the unclean and heals, that is, does medical work, on the Sabbath. But these exceptions are always at the service of the essential commandment, love of God and love of neighbour. This episode invites us into the life of grace in two powerful ways. We can place ourselves in the sandals of the untouchable man and present ourselves to Jesus the healer with the leper's profound confidence in Jesus' compassion and power to restore us. Or we may be led to acknowledge some outsider in our own lives who could use our compassion and readiness to reach out.